Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a special Film Sack holiday episode, Film Sack Watch Along. Yeah, that's right. It's not your normal fare. We're not doing a full featured film here. We're going to watch an episode of a thing, and we're going to do it together like old pals sitting around the family Christmas hole drinking the nog.
Yeah, it's Christmas, guys.
Yeah
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you.
Yes. These are the kinds of episodes where I wish we were all on a couch. We all had a little eggnog. We were just kind of chilling with each other, had dumb hats on, you know. That'd be fun.
Is that your vision? Mine is always the four of us sitting in four lazy boys that are all side by side.
That's not bad either.
Like, so I like
all
that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All in separate chairs, but they're like super comfy and very close together.
Can mine be a beanbag?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, totally could be a
love sack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A love sack. Ooh.
No, be like an 80s beanbag where if you sit too hard, one of those little white things are going to fly out of the hole that your
beans?
Brother put in it.
Yeah. Pellets.
Yeah, the beans.
Remember the beans? You can't cook them. I tried.
Yeah,
Brian tried. You can't eat them.
Yeah.
Remember in the 90s when we all got Papasan chairs for no reason?
Mm-hmm. I remember those. And also the sack, whatever it is, company. They're a Utah joint.
Remember the 2000s where we all put a Papasan on the curb with a sign that said free?
Yeah, please take
free.
This.
Take it, please.
Yeah, never
my,
come
my
again.
My girlfriend doesn't like it.
Yeah, it's no good. Well, anyway, we're not watching any of that. We're going to watch an episode of The Twilight Zone. This is season 2, episode 11, called The Night of the Meek. We'll give you a moment to all fire up Hulu or wherever you might have your archival copy of said thing so you can listen along with us. Okay, so go look for the OG original Twilight Zone, season 2, episode 11, The Night of the Meek.
Yeah, I'll tell you how OG this is. This was released, this aired on live television on December 23rd, 1960.
Wow.
That's right. Wow. Live television, live performance, which happened occasionally, especially with
I'm not saying this was
a live performance
from a live performance. Okay. I'm just saying like this came out
two nights
before Christmas.
Right.
51 years ago.
My mom was like 22. Weird.
Yeah.
My mom is 82 now.
All right. If Art Carney had met your mom, you know, like, how's it going?
Yeah, how's it going? I'm Art Carney. I'm TV's
going,
Ed
honey?
Norton. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, could have been conceived on their honeymooner.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see what you did. All right, so we're going to let you guys all do that. Pause the podcast. When you come back, we'll resume. Oh, you're back. Hey, welcome back. Now we're going to count it down. 3, 2, 1, go. The word is go we're looking for. That's where we're going to start. Not just that last time I said it, but now when I'm about to say it. Okay, so here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Neener, 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 right? That's where we're at?
Neener, neener.
Okay. I'll put on,
skip intro. Wait.
So put on those subtitles if you want them. I don't know if you want them. Okay, this typical intro business.
It is very, this is
Horizon Tron on there.
Yeah.
Do you think he was smoking before or after this or during while he was doing this announcement?
That's a really great question.
He will definitely be smoking because he is always smoking.
Yeah, that's what killed him, this guy.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas party, my friends. At the mall? Were malls a thing?
What
even
dragon?
This is just a
department store is what this is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back then, that's all they had, right? There were no malls yet.
Yeah, this is Montgomery Ward or similar.
Or Macy's or Saks Fifth Avenue or something like that.
Which really is just a tiny mall. Oh, hey, it's that little guy, that little dude. That with
the little
high
guy's
voice.
Everything.
He's the voice of something on, he's Piglet on,
Oh, he does do pickle. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So Santa's not here. He's going to be back at 6 p.m. What? What? Santa's after, not here during the day?
Yeah. Oh, camera like,
some shots.
This yep. camera reminds me of like, this is old school, like Doctor Who cameras.
Yeah, I love it.
The guy spelled Mary with one R.
Yeah.
He's like, right. Really?
Weird. Yes.
This is straight up Bad Santa. Like, this is.
Yeah, yeah. This was the original Bad Santa.
Yeah, this is precisely what Billy Bob Thornton did later.
That movie's so good. I want to watch
it. And that's Art Carney there as Santa?
Mm, correct. Part of that beard looks like his own.
Kind of does.
This is video and not film.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird looking, right? It's,
yeah.
The frame rate is wild. At least the Hulu transfer.
Ew, those kids are weird.
Heads in the window.
Hurry, at the CD bar.
The bar. Yeah. They want to drink too.
Hey, Homer.
Homer.
It is Moe's. It's totally the interior of Moe's bar.
Yeah, they look like the big nose in the window.
They look like the pig nose episode of Twilight Zone where the pig nose.
Totally did, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever wad your money up in your pockets to pay for things?
Never in my life. If there was a wadded up bill, one bill in my pocket, it would drive me crazy all day.
Yeah, me too. Weird.
It would be great if you knew how much you were going to pay for something and you could just wad up that exact amount so you could take it out and throw it at the person at the register.
Why does this feel like every VR experience I've ever had where you have the characters like 2 inches from your face?
Yeah, why? Weird. I was going to say, why is he talking directly to the camera? That's a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, the viewer is supposed to be the bartender in that shot.
Okay.
I think what we've learned here is that this is a guy that the bartender knows. And so we're not going to expect him to like be the real Santa. That's like the main.
Sure.
But look at that cool cartoon sandwich he's got. He's got an olive stuck in it.
He's got a dagwood.
He totally does.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that is a violent. Yeah, listen to that.
Oh, he's got to leave without eating his sandwich. That's
now, you shouldn't drink on an empty stomach.
Yeah, the true crime is leaving an uneaten sandwich behind.
And an olive. That's a good looking olive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he threw a tip. That's nice.
He did.
He's a good guy. He's just a drunk.
Yeah. You can't help it.
So meanwhile, outside.
Fake snow. Look at that snow.
Lots of fake snow and somebody throwing
soap flakes, I think.
So there's only two Santas that have ever existed. Drunk Santa and regular Santa, right? Is that?
No. There's also a criminal Santa.
Okay, criminal Santa. But he's usually drunk though too, right? Or is he always sober?
No, criminal Santa is sharp as a tack.
Okay.
That's a great point though, Dunaway. Like there's a very stereotypic category and you're in one of like three Santas and that's all you get.
And drunk Santa usually ends up puking while wearing the Santa costume.
Back off, kids, I'm drunk. Santa, why do you smell like my dad's cologne?
That kid wants a gun.
Also, that girl, she looks like a babushka freaking. I'm trying to find turnips to sell this weekend.
The little boy just like licked one of these fake snowflakes, soap flakes off his lips.
Soap flakes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's not snow.
And he didn't go. Pah, pah.
Dude, I don't think you're supposed to be handling kids like
this. I was just out here looking to take a smoke.
Oh, no, no cigarette in his hand.
The snow, and you can't smoke in the snow, right?
My stepdad never had any problem smoking in the snow.
Right? I watched my dad smoke in the rain.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we've set it up, I guess.
All right, so back to Macy's. This is like a really exciting thing that would never actually happen in real life. If you had this kind of train set out where little kids could touch it, it's gone within an hour.
Broken in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Like that. Oh.
What's going on here? Yep. This train. Oh, shit.
I said erector. Erector set.
Yeah, not wrecker.
Everything Santa touches goes to hell.
This guy's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, poo. Why don't you go to Christopher Robin's house?
That sound like what's the rabbit's name?
That's him, right?
Rabbit.
His name is Rabbit.
Nice Piglet.
Okay. Yeah, the rabbit's name.
Does it sound like Piglet?
He's Piglet. Yeah, he's the voice.
Piglet. He is Piglet. Yeah. He is okay. The voice.
All right,
Piglet.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's straight up Piglet.
Thank you for getting me there.
Yeah. Right, we got there.
All right, so he's drunk. Okay. He's, oh, geez. Oh, you're gonna poke your what? Eye.
Santa
out,
has man. Balloons. In my entire life, I've never once seen Santa have balloons.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna agree.
Yeah,
there are no balloons in the Santa experience.
Why did kids just look like adults?
Smithers. His name's Percival Smithers.
Get out of here.
Kick him in the nuts.
Scott, he literally just asked for a new name for Christmas. That's what this kid is.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I missed that.
Percival? Why does Percival like a grown man in a child's body size?
None of these people are alive.
Sot.
That kid might be. Percival might be alive.
Some of these kids might 50s? Be. Yeah. It's 60s. So if this is 60, those kids are alive.
It's weird to see like commerce before people were like being asked to buy things. Like you just came to the store to visit Santa. You didn't come to the store to buy pictures of the kid visiting right. Santa.
No.
Right.
That's all you needed back then, just to visit.
Back off, man.
Is this guy alive? I want to find out.
I'm going to find out. I need to know.
I know it's weird, but.
Which guy? The Piglet guy?
Yeah, the Piglet, guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
He's like 110 here. No way.
No way.
Exactly, yeah. I'd say he's at least 45 here.
He could still be alive, though. Like, Bob Dole was still alive a week ago.
Yeah.
That's true. A mere week ago, Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Bob Dole says, I'm still here. Bob Dole says.
Yep. Like a I'm out. And, Viagra spokesman Bob Dole is still let's just say they couldn't close the coffin. How about that? Let's just
okay, fair enough.
That was the final nail in his coffin.
Nice.
All right, let's see. Season 2, episode 11, right? I can't find it.
I miss the guilt trips they used to lay on us on TV about Christmas and how we should be and how we should behave.
Did you guys ever see Mr. Krueger's Christmas?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's kind of a Utah thing. Like, it was Jimmy Stewart, one of the last things he did.
Okay.
And it was very local for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but it was such a
preacher. Actually, wasn't a TV movie thing, too?
Yeah, it may have been a direct. It was never theaters, yeah. It was always just TV, I think. Man, I'm having a hard time finding this episode.
Mama, is Santa gonna die? I hope all of our cutesy stuff that we use for decorations now really spooks the shit out of generations like 100 years from now.
Because
it seems like every time I see a decoration from 50, 100 years ago, I'm always like, that's creepy.
It's creepy, yeah.
It is creepy.
Like this elf behind him with the eyebrows. It's like Jack Nicholson.
This is highly rated, this episode on IMDb, 8.1 out of 10. People like this
pretty
one.
Pretty good.
John Fielder is his name. And he died at age 80 in 2005. So he did.
He drinks because of the lack of Christmas spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's what I was getting.
Yeah.
I think he was on Seinfeld once.
That's a...
Mama Santa's making me want to cry.
Oh, Dad. He makes a good point, Dad.
Cart Farney.
Ooh.
Seriously, is this the trope of everyone stops and listens to the drunk?
Yes, it totally is. Yeah. If there was a jukebox, it would have gone and stopped playing.
Hold on a second. Art Carney was in Last Action Hero?
Yeah. He was a bit part. That was his last role, right?
Yeah, last
role. Did we talk about that, Darren?
Did we? I don't remember that.
I think we did. Oh, why is Rudolph sad?
He's also in Firestarter.
I don't remember that.
I don't at all. That's hilarious.
I think that was Dasher or Dancer or Prancer or Vixen.
Oh, not Comet or Cupid or Donner or
Blitzen. Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. Blitzen.
And we didn't even talk about that.
We didn't.
In last week's episode, yeah. 7 days ago when we last met.
He's heading to Santa's workshop.
He's not fat enough.
Yeah.
If Santa's not rotund,
Santa,
what's the
eat.
Point?
Well, that's because he couldn't eat his sandwiches. Randy pointed out.
Was he got a drink in there? What's he got? Oh, he's got a dime.
Yeah, what is he? Man, he's fishing something. Got like a
condom,
a tackle box, and yeah, he's trying to get the exact hook out of.
People really had a problem with drinking back
apparently
during this time. Is no one's lightly drunk. Everybody is smashed.
Just sticks their head into the window of that bar too.
Yeah, it's a that's, little bar.
That's it. I'm covering these windows up.
Right, that's a fascinating little.
I love little
detail
bars.
In this world.
I don't even drink, and I'd love a little place like that.
Oh, look, is that a cigarette dispenser back there and a bubblegum machine?
Is that what that is?
I think it is.
Huh. We get our cigarettes via...
Yes, there is definitely a bubblegum machine.
Definitely a bubblegum machine, yeah.
Yeah.
Outside of a bar. Hey, kids.
You want some street cigarettes?
Okay.
Let me see your ID.
So let's just be clear here. The fake Santa drunk is being visited by Santa Claus right now.
Right.
He just doesn't know.
He's the only one with Christmas
spirit. Oh, is that where we're
headed? He doesn't know it yet. I mean, he's hearing jingle bells in his head, but like this is definitely a magical moment is what this is.
Or a delusion.
Or the fake.
We'll let you decide.
Fakest snow I've ever seen.
Oh, the snow just really picked up.
Yeah. Well, they got more dumpers on that roof.
Somebody just threw a cat. you could do that back then. You could just throw a cat.
Yeah, there's no. The ASPCA was on set for this film. Yeah. No animals were harmed.
He's really going to meet the real Santa Claus, isn't he?
Yeah, or something. What the hell is it? Is the question.
Real Christmas spirit. Oh, an elf. He's looking down. Must be an elf.
That looks like Santa's bag. Did he just throw this away?
It's a poo.
That's what the cat came out of. Someone let the cat out of the bag.
I'm rich.
All right. I've tried to keep up with the story here. The real Santa flew overhead and accidentally dropped his bag.
That's right.
And so now the fake drunk Santa feels he needs to deliver the toys.
Okay. So it wasn't that Santa placed the bag there and said, I'm going to help this drunk.
I'm taking a break.
Find the real meaning of Christmas.
Or maybe it was just offloading.
The real
it.
Santa is crazy.
Yeah,
the real Santa thinks that he can get a drunk to do his bidding.
Yeah,
Art Connie really
crazy.
Art Connie really took a risk thinking that those presents are not just trash.
He did, yes. Corwin,
dude, what is that organ doing so high?
Abe Lincoln in the audience, here?
Yeah, little Abe Lincoln, Justin.
So this is this is the place for drunks to go, right?
There. When it's hey, look, it's Alfred Molina, time traveler. Yeah, Alfred right, Molina in the back. What are you doing, Peter?
Oh, my God.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Wow.
What presents?
What's straight out of the Wicker Man, I think that woman.
Yeah. Chapel Marm has some words.
Chapel Marm.
What's the sash wrapped around her hat that like says actually has soul. Text on it? Yeah.
Yeah,
what it's is weird. That?
What the fuck?
That's what she said when she turned around.
Yeah.
Oh, it says soul something. Soul sister. I don't know.
Something a soul.
I fancy a new she pipe. Let me soul. See if I have. Oh, look at that.
These guys are in their 20s.
See if there's a new pipe in there. New sweater. All right.
I'm only 22, but I smoke a lot.
I'd like to point out when Santa dropped his bag, Santa's cat was in that bag.
Right.
So yeah,
true.
There should be cat fur all over that sweater.
Maybe that's the reason why he dropped his bag. Do you suppose he's got to go get a new bag?
Santa's got a brand new bag.
Yeah. A brand new one.
This soul lady, she's the most stereotype thing in this episode.
Uh-huh.
Well, I never.
Do you have some booze in there? I want some booze.
This church is tiny.
There it is, yeah.
Finally, I can walk.
I can barely hear that old guy.
Here, one guy. Where's my shoes?
Give me my shoes. Why do people, the first thing they do with a cigar is smell it? First thing
this
you do.
This is the vocal delivery that you are always going for all the time.
Is this the Irish guy?
No, I'm just saying these. Every man in this room is doing that thing where they project. And
they were they were raised in the same era, man. That kind of
stage.
Acting.
Yeah,
yeah.
Save a soul is what her hat says.
I want him to be Irish. It'd be perfect.
Officer O'Malley.
It's Officer O'Malley here.
This guy's a downer.
Oh yeah, he's a real.
Let me see your receipt.
Yeah, what you really want to do on Christmas is please all the drunk old freaking weirdos inside that church. I seriously, this feels like the Tom Baker era of
Dr.
filming.
Who.
where
everything's in focus, no matter how far away.
Yeah.
And the police station is right across the street from the chapel, which is next to the pub, which is across the street from the department store.
Oh, it's Piglet.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Piglet take it to the face. He's such a jerk.
Taking it to the face. What's this guy?
Ah, the Santa Claus. What sits here is doing the thing with the voice.
Ripley, get out of here.
He'll never be able to empty it. It's Santa's bag.
Santa's sack.
Oh, it's his trash. Ha, it's trash.
Yeah.
And a cat.
Hilarious.
Didn't know until he pulled it out.
That is so, somebody making a cat noise.
Yeah, that ain't real.
Meow.
When I done seen it.
When I done.
done seen it. Ooh, a most unusual bag. Might need to see the doctor.
They have them outnumbered. The detective squad is one guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just one dude on that
plane. It's Christmas Eve. They're short staffed.
Yeah, he's playing loud cop, bad cop.
That's right.
His tie is really high. Retie that thing, dude. These people are all dead.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's hung up on it.
I'm always
now. These people on screen are all dead. See,
go watch like what's the play it again, Sam? What's that movie?
Casablanca.
Watch Casablanca, and when that club is hopping and full of people and music and dancing and talking and all that, every single person in there is dead.
I'm pretty sure everybody in this The Wonderful Life is dead.
Yeah,
they're probably pretty close to it.
Were we talking on Film Sack about how Jason Sudeikis would make a good?
It's a Wonderful Life. The Jimmy Stewart character.
Yeah, I can't think of his name though. Well, anyway,
George Bailey.
Yeah, George Bailey. We were talking about that, and then like I think it was this show, maybe TMS, and then like a day later, they announced they were doing a thing with him as the character in some radio play they're doing for Ed Asner's Foundation. I thought we were prophets for a minute.
I wanted to do it in his Ted Lasso voice too.
Okay, I gotta stop us right now because there's only 5 minutes left.
What
is the Twilight Zone part of this? I mean, other than
magic bag,
the real Santa has made this guy into a temporary Santa.
I think that's it, right? Like, you know, he finds the spirit in himself, and it's kind of a little bit of a turnaround. This is one of the happy Twilight Zone episodes.
So you're saying this is going to end with a good ending where he stops drinking?
It happens.
Yeah, there's going to be one thing left for him.
Because he found the whole reason he started drinking was because they lost the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
And now he's able to find it. And
so in the Black Mirror version of this, what would happen is this is how you make the next guy become Santa and you enslave him to that role.
Yes.
And the only way to get out of being Santa is to convince someone to become Santa.
Yeah.
No. Like the Santa Claus version of this, Black Mirror version of this, is that he goes to sleep and the next morning he wakes up and it's Christmas Eve again and he has to do it all over again.
So you're going Groundhog Day. Okay.
Yeah. You're going Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy talking to him is only 32 here. Right. These guys are.
So now he's had.
I just learned how to drive. I got my license. My learner's permit. Do you need a ride? I'm kind of horny.
Uh-oh. There you go. Here it comes. You're right. That's Santa.
Yep.
Oh, he's the new Santa.
I bet he's
Red
Santa.
Claus. He's Bert. The Santa Claus. Both of those better movies than Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, thanks for the cancer pipe.
So everything is we have to take everything at face value so far.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just saying it's going to be a letdown if there isn't something dreadful.
No, he found the Christmas spirit. It's not a lesson. It's not teaching him a lesson this time around.
There aren't enough arts. Yeah. You notice that? I don't know any arts in real life.
Oh,
I know Arthur's. Which I assume it's short for him, but.
Did he find another bag? Oh, yes. Now we're talking.
That's my cat.
That was his Christmas gift.
Oh, sleigh now. See?
Oh, he's the real
Santa.
He
wanted Santa, to be Santa, and Santa's like, gladly.
Yeah. That sleigh sucks. Look at that.
That's what I'm calling
a new car.
Me and Mrs. Claus haven't slept together in 20 years.
What are these going to be?
They got real reindeer.
Are they? Yeah. Or are those little short ponies with shit on their head?
Oh, yeah, well. Oh, no, the face shape is real reindeer.
Yeah.
Those are the real deal. He's got it.
What? And Sandy Duncan.
Very stage play.
All right. Now we're in the Twilight Zone.
Sandy Duncan is here. Oh, that's an old reference.
Yeah.
Aww.
All right. So this is the trope of the magical people are going to badger you into believing that you are what you are.
Oh, my.
Actually, it looks like Maureen McCormick.
That's great.
Sweep away some soap flakes.
Yeah. Don't let any of those get in your mouth.
Because that's how Art Carney thinks sleds work.
Yeah. Yeah. Move the feet.
What the frick? I did not like any of that. I'm going to have to go back and gift that. That's incredible.
Oh, poo.
The woman who played that elf was uncredited.
Oh, really?
That's how this works in the 1960s.
Bummer.
Look at those police pillars. They say police on them.
Yeah. It looked like Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
What'd you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
see,
Randy Deluxe has to make his own dread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all Twilight Zone episodes ended with like, you got what you wanted, and now you don't want it anymore.
Not all Twilight Zones ends with the guy who finally gets the library of books he wanted, but then breaks his glasses as the last man on earth. It doesn't have to all be that dread.
Yeah. Jeez, Randy, it's Christmas.
It tells me that. Okay,
hold on. We're getting a message.
Woodrow's Magic of Christmas. Mightier than the meek. Oh, we even got a Merry Christmas from our favorite Rod Serling. Nice. So sweet.
Ooh. Oh, that's adorable. Also, weren't they kind of on their last legs around this point of the show?
No.
This is season two.
They have many, many more to go. And so... Bottom line here is this is the episode of the Twilight Zone, like Black Mirror San Junipero, right? Where they are just like, ha, 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 you think we're going to do something, but no, we're playing it straight. We're having the happy ending. And that, you know, joke's on you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, there you have it. Well, I feel like the joke is on us for sure.
Mr. Serling's wardrobe furnished by Kuppenheimer.
Kuppenheimer
for your old suit needs.
Yeah. Yeah. You need
it's
an
like
old
Shinehart
suit.
Wig Company.
Well, I enjoyed that one. Got me in the mood. Yeah. It's Christmas. Yeah. Why the hell not? Yeah. We hope you at home are having a great holiday season and Christmas time. And we'll be seeing you very shortly after the first of the new year. And here's the important thing to know. It'll be the second, I guess, that we'll put the show up. We're doing the new Matrix Resurrection thing.
Oh, yeah.
Resurrection.
Yeah, just came out. Just came out on HBO Max.
Yep.
HBO
Max and theaters. And
26th? Is that right? The day after Christmas?
No. It came out a couple days ago, the 23rd.
Yeah.
23rd. Okay.
So we're going to watch that and do a full sack of the latest Matrix. I saw an early review that has me very concerned.
Oh.
But not for the show. because we'll, if it's bad, it's probably better for us. But so yeah, some of the early word is like, it's not that great. So we'll see. We'll judge for ourselves and then do it right here with you for FilmSack. FilmSack.com in the meantime. That'll do it for us. Merry Christmas, everyone. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.